Hey there! Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today we're going deep into Pandora.
Oh, cool.
Unpacking Avatar. Fire and Ash.
Right?
And you've sent in some amazing production trivia.
Yeah.
And it all started on, drumroll please, Wikipedia.
Ah, Wikipedia.
I know. Wikipedia is not always perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it's a great place to start a deep dive like this.
It is, yeah. But you can find so much, you know,
right.
Like the evolution of a film on Wikipedia. It's
yeah.
kind of fascinating, actually. It's like a...
It's like a history, almost.
It is. Like a weird breadcrumb trail of, like, you know, rumors, confirmed details, fan theories all in one place.
And it's always changing.
It is.
Okay, so before we get to the really good stuff,
okay,
let's set the stage a little bit.
All right.
Avatar. Fire and Ash. And this isn't just some quick cash grab sequel.
Right, right.
This is the third film
okay.
in a planned five-film saga.
Wow.
Five.
That's a lot of movies.
James Cameron is playing the long game here.
Yeah, he is.
Building a whole universe. We're just getting little pieces of it.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
That kind of dedication to a long-form narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most filmmakers, they're happy with one sequel, right?
No, exactly.
He's thinking... generations ahead,
yeah.
a story that spans decades.
And he's not afraid to take his time to do it.
Nope.
We can't ignore the elephant in the room here.
Oh.
Fire and Ash has had a lot of delays.
That's true.
Nine.
It's been delayed nine times.
To be exact.
Yeah.
But these delays weren't just about, like,
right.
you know, tweaking the script or whatever.
Okay.
This is about pushing boundaries.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to that underwater motion capture technology.
Ah, right.
Which we got a taste of in The Way of Water.
Right, yeah. I mean, talk about dedication to innovation.
I know.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The pressure on a director like James Cameron.
Oh, I know.
To just, like, churn out a sequel, you know?
Right, just do it the easy way.
The easy way.
Yeah.
Using the same old tricks, same technology.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cameron, no. He took years
yeah.
to develop this groundbreaking new tech for The Way of Water.
Amazing.
So now
yeah.
he's got to push those boundaries even further.
Fire and Ash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Enough tech talk.
Okay.
Let's dive into the story here.
Let's do it.
One of the biggest reveals from this Wikipedia article
yeah.
is this brand new Na'vi clan, the Ash people.
The Ash people.
They're tied to the volcanic regions of Pandora.
Interesting.
Led by, this is so cool, a mysterious character named Varang.
Varang.
Played by Una Chaplin.
Oh, wow.
What do you make of that?
That's fascinating. It's like,
yeah.
remember how The Way of Water
mm-hmm.
introduced us to the Metkayina, the reef-dwelling Na'vi?
Yeah.
It's like he's not...
Totally.
Cameron's not just expanding the world visually,
mm-hmm.
but culturally, too, you know?
Really.
He's showing us the diversity of Na'vi culture. So much more to explore.
It's really cool.
I love that yeah. each film reveals this, like, new facet of Pandora.
Right.
A new way of life.
Yeah, exactly.
This time we're venturing into this realm tied to fire,
yeah.
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what other secrets, right?
Who knows?
This is classic James Cameron.
I know, right?
Finding ways to surprise us with each new film.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine, though. What if Fire and Ash
okay.
is about different Na'vi cultures
yeah.
clashing?
Oh, wow.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That just adds this whole other layer to it.
That's
like,
great.
Who are the good guys then?
Right. When the lines are blurred.
Oh, my mind is spinning.
Yeah.
And it's not just new faces we have to worry about either.
Oh, no.
Some familiar characters are back in action, too.
Like who?
Jake and Neytiri, obviously.
Okay.
But get this.
Yeah.
Colonel Miles Quaritch is back.
What?
Quaritch.
Wait, how?
I don't know.
But he died.
I know.
In the first movie.
That's what the Wikipedia article says.
Wow.
Remember him?
Yeah, the big bear.
From the first film?
That's a trip.
Big cliffhanger from the Wikipedia article.
Yeah. How? How was he back?
What are his motivations?
Mm.
Is he the same Quaritch we met before?
Oh.
Or has something changed?
Right.
It seems like death in the world of Avatar
yeah.
might be a little more complicated than we thought.
Way more complicated.
Okay, I've got chills.
Yeah, me too.
Literal chills.
So, wait. Okay, so Quaritch is back.
Quaritch is back.
And he's potentially facing off against
mm-hmm.
not only Jake and Neytiri.
Right.
But this whole new Na'vi clan.
With their own motivations.
Yeah. And then we've got Spider.
Oh, don't even get me started on Spider.
The teenager caught between these two worlds.
Jake and Neytiri's adopted human son.
Right, right.
The Wikipedia article mentioned he makes a big choice in this film.
A big choice, huh?
Yeah.
His connection to the humans and the Na'vi, whatever he decides.
Huge consequences.
There's consequences, yeah.
Oh, man.
Cameron just keeps raising the stakes.
Every time.
Doesn't he?
Every time.
For the characters and for us as viewers.
Totally.
It makes you wonder.
Whose side are we even on?
Yeah, whose side are we on?
What choices would we make?
Right. If we were faced with these dilemmas.
It's crazy. And that's where those deeper themes come in, right?
Yep.
Like what makes someone good or bad.
Right. Right.
Especially in this world.
The complexities of colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle for balance.
Yeah.
Between different cultures with nature itself.
It's a lot.
It is.
But it's exciting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we were talking about those deeper themes,
yeah.
Like in the way of water, the environmentalism,
yeah.
The protecting the natural world, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Fire and Ash might tackle that.
Yeah.
From a different angle.
It seems like it, yeah.
The Wikipedia article, it doesn't really get into specifics.
It doesn't, no.
But Cameron has hinted at, like,
yeah.
Resource exploitation being a theme.
Wow.
And the consequences of, like, you know, unchecked industrialization.
Interesting.
And with this volcanic setting and this new Na'vi clan.
Right.
Maybe shaped by those things.
That's a good point.
It's almost like Pandora itself
mm-hmm.
is a character in a way.
I like that.
Like it's evolved.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Alongside the Na'vi and the humans.
Exactly.
Wow.
And maybe this film will challenge us.
I hope so.
To confront our own biases even.
Oh, great.
And question what it really means to coexist.
Yeah.
With nature, with each other.
Big questions.
Big questions.
Yeah. Well, you know Cameron.
Right.
He's good at that.
He is.
He can weave those questions in there.
Without being too preachy.
Right, exactly.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
Makes you feel something.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes his films Where? So much more than just a typical blockbuster.
So much more. All right, so let's bring it back to our deep dive here. You know,
our mission.
Our mission, which is to say.
It's to unpack all this Avatar stuff.
Yeah. To give the people what they want.
Exactly. The intel, the speculation, the possibilities.
Right, right.
Maybe some educated guesses along the way.
And remember, this is all just based on one Wikipedia article.
Right.
A snapshot in time, really.
Who knows what'll happen, what we'll find out.
Exactly.
Between now and when the movie comes out.
More information will surface.
Right.
More details to analyze.
More questions to ponder.
Yes. This is just the beginning.
Oh, it's so exciting. Speaking of details, though,
okay.
One more name came up that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh.
Kate Winslet.
No way.
Kate Winslet.
Rose and Jack back at it again.
I know. Maybe not exactly a Titanic reunion, but still.
Okay, true, true.
She's playing a new character, Ronald.
Ronald.
A leader of the Metkayina, the reef people.
Okay, the reef people from Way of Water.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And here's where it gets interesting.
Right.
Her role is described as small but pivotal.
Small but pivotal.
Interesting choice of words.
What do you think that means?
It tells me she's not just there for a cameo.
Right.
Even with limited screen time.
Yeah.
She's going to have an impact.
An impact, yeah. It reminds me of, remember Sigourney Weaver in The Way of Water?
Oh, yeah.
Completely different role.
That's so important.
But her presence very much felt.
Yes.
It's like Cameron knows how to use actors.
He does.
Even in these unexpected ways.
To really enhance the story.
Exactly.
Like every casting choice, every line of dialogue, it's all there for a reason.
It's all very deliberate.
It is.
All right, so speaking of deliberate.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to those technical advancements for a minute.
Okay. We talked about the underwater motion capture.
Right. I mean.
But it's worth saying again.
It's huge.
How groundbreaking this is.
Cameron really could have gone the easy route.
I know.
Stuck with what he knew.
Familiar settings, all that.
Exactly. Pushing boundaries.
He always has to push those boundaries.
It's what he does.
He's a visionary.
Yeah, he's always been pushing those limits.
From the Abyss to Titanic to Avatar.
Always pushing for something more.
And it sounds like The Way of Water was just the beginning.
A taste of what's possible.
Exactly. And remember, this isn't about fancy tech for the sake of fancy tech.
Right.
It's about how it impacts the storytelling.
Exactly. Allowing for that.
That immersion. Yeah.
That immersion, that emotional depth.
It's like you're right there with them.
You really feel it.
When you see a character expressing anything underwater.
Yeah. Joy, grief, fear.
And it feels real.
and it feels real.
That's the power of this tech.
That's the power.
And with the volcanic environments, the aerial battles.
Yeah. What else does he have up his sleeve?
I don't know.
It's going to be amazing.
Fire and ash, visual feast.
Definitely.
But it's not just about the visuals, right? It's about how they work with the story.
Of course.
The characters, the themes.
It's all connected.
It's about creating an experience.
Exactly. Like, and immersive.
If you never forget.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay, speaking of things we can't forget.
Yeah.
Quaritch.
Oh, right.
Quaritch.
Kids return.
People have thoughts.
People have thoughts.
They do.
Some are thrilled.
Yeah.
Some are skeptical.
I get it.
But you got to admit,
yeah,
it's a bold move.
It is.
By Cameron.
Yeah, for sure. And it just shows...
It
just subvert expectations.
Exactly. Keep us guessing.
Keep us on our toes.
We've seen villains come back from the dead before.
Yeah, but...
But not like this.
Not quite like this. There's something different here.
Right. With Quaritch, there's so much to explore.
Oh, yeah.
Has he changed? What's driving him now?
Is he still that same guy?
The same thirst for control.
And Jake and Neytiri?
Oh, man.
How are they going to react?
Imagine that.
Talk about emotional turmoil.
I know. To see him again.
After everything.
After everything they fought for.
It's like a powder keg.
It is. And that's just one thing.
I know.
We've got the Ash people.
It's Spider's big choice.
Ronald. What's her deal?
It's a lot.
Cameron's juggling so many narratives.
I know.
Different perspectives.
It's crazy.
And it all feels connected.
It's masterful.
It is. He's not afraid.
Yeah.
The big stuff, you know.
He's not afraid to challenge us.
Make us think.
Make us think.
Yeah.
About the world around us.
And that's why we love him.
That's why.
Okay, but let's not get too philosophical here.
Right, right.
Back to the matter at hand.
The deep dive.
Yes.
We've covered a lot.
From Fire Navi.
To Quaritch coming back from the dead.
It's been a ride.
It has.
But this is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just the tip.
So much more to uncover.
Remember, one Wikipedia article, who knows what else is out there?
Exactly.
Waiting to be discovered.
That's part of the fun.
The anticipation. What's next?
I don't know. But I can't wait to find out.
It's like being a detective almost.
I like that.
Instead of fingerprints and DNA.
Yeah.
We've got like...
What?
Cryptic quotes from James Cameron.
Okay, yeah.
Blurry set photos.
Putting the pieces together.
It's exciting.
It is, it is.
And speaking of those cryptic quotes.
Yeah, Cameron has mentioned.
Environmentalism, colonialism, all that.
Big themes.
Big themes. Okay. Playing a central role in Fire and Ash.
Makes you think. With the Ash people.
Yeah.
And the RDA still being around.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
It will.
Maybe this film will challenge us to, you know, confront those biases again.
I hope so.
Question what it means to coexist.
It'd be great.
With nature, each other, different ways of life.
It's a tall order.
It is a tall order.
But if anyone can do it.
James Cameron.
James Cameron can do it.
It's going to be quite a journey.
It will.
This film.
Oh, for sure.
That's what makes it a deep dive, right?
Exactly. We're here for it.
We're diving deep into these details.
Exploring the possibilities.
Fueling the excitement.
Getting ready for what's coming.
Avatar. Fire and Ash.
I can't wait.
We've covered some serious ground today.
We really have.
Volcanic landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
New Navi.
The Ash people.
Life, death, all of it.
The mysteries of Pandora.
And we're still just scratching the surface, really.
For sure.
Of what Avatar, Fire and Ash might have in store for us.
There's so much more to learn.
I know. It's like, you know those Russian nesting dolls?
Okay, yeah.
You open one up, there's another one inside, another layer, and another...
Each one a surprise.
Exactly.
I like that.
But for all the speculation, all the theories, the real magic happens when the movie comes out.
Exactly.
When we finally get to see it.
All our predictions, out the window.
I know.
The lights go down, and boom, we're back on Pandora.
And you know what I'm most excited for?
What's that?
That feeling.
What feeling?
You know, that sense of awe.
Oh, yeah.
That Cameron always nails.
He does have a way of doing that.
It's like, how does he do it?
It's that Cameronian scope.
Yeah.
He mixes those huge ideas, the technology.
It's a storytelling.
And he never loses sight of, you know, the human element.
Oh, for sure.
He makes you care about these characters.
I know. Even if they're 10 feet tall and blue.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're invested in their world.
It's amazing.
And when those credits roll.
You're a different person.
You've gone on a journey.
And that's what a deep dive like this is all about, right?
Exactly. We're here to get you thinking.
To get excited.
To ask questions.
So to our listener.
Yes.
What are your burning questions?
Yeah. What mysteries do you want to unravel?
Hold on to those thoughts.
Yeah. Don't let them go.
And then December 20th, 2025.
The truth will be revealed.
We'll see what happens.
Can't wait.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Avatar.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep diving deep.